I'm Wireless Mike.
And Magneto Mel, here with Push to Talk.
And today we are joined with Aaron Tippin.
We've got our women venture in the studio. And
right, and Aaron's here to talk about women in aviation.
Yeah, team. I'll talk about women in aviation.
Once again, Peggy Chabrian, who's our president of Women in Aviation International.
Good morning. And Women in Aviation, of course, is men and women, even though the name says Women in Aviation. So we're happy to have Aaron here on our show this morning.
Yeah, I think they've got me serving breakfast tomorrow morning. Speaking of
serving breakfast,
man abuse.
Yeah, right.
Just effective use.
Effective use. I like that.
Our celebrity breakfast tomorrow morning over at the Nature Center at 8 o'clock, and Aaron's going to be there and performing two songs.
Yeah, I'll do a couple of songs for you folks. It's pretty exciting getting to we become acquainted with these girls and their organization, and just trying to figure out ways to put our thoughts together and tell the world more about women in aviation.
How did you get involved?
Oh, you know, as far as aviation goes, I was a ramp rat. You know, I was a line boy. I grew up at the airport. First airplane I ever put my hands on the controls of was a DC-3. My dad was captain on DC-3. And so by the time I soloed on my 16th birthday. By the time I was 18, I had a multi-engine commercial and instrument rating. And I'm a helicopter pilot and also an aircraft mechanic, so I like airplanes. How I got in the music business, I have no idea.
What brought you to Women in Aviation?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got a little carried away there.
That's all right.
You know, we're just these guys are kind of fans of my music because of it's pretty patriotic, and so are they. So we've kind of hooked up through that, and always looking for things that we can do together.
A lot of our members are members of the military, the Air Force, the Navy, the Coast Guard, the Marines, the Army, and also, of course, the WASP, always participating in our events, and Aaron's patriotic song. And he's got a new tour he's starting.
Once again, we're trying to find a place where we can hook up, and women in aviation be a part of this. Thanks to the CAF, we've got a tour going on next year called Red, White, and Loud, and it's Aaron Tippin and Fifi, the B-29 Super Fortress.
And
we're going to be out on tour next year, so I'm very excited about that. We had a press release on that yesterday.
Do you know where you're going with any of those?
You know, right now it's still wide open, and we're starting to have places come in. Our first one's going to be in Denver. So we're starting to crank it off, we're talking about maybe 6 to 10 shows next year, and continue once again to recognize our veterans, the folks that have looked out after our freedom.
Yeah, because you do a lot of tours overseas for the veterans with the.
Stars for Stripes.
Stars for Stripes.
Yes.
Okay.
And I do. This makes my 9th year to go to the battlefield.
Yeah.
And I do it every year at Thanksgiving. It's kind of my turkey with tipping into troops. So.
Excellent. Yeah. You're very involved with the troops and women in aviation. You do a lot of really good outreach stuff.
I'm blessed to have the opportunity to serve the ones that serve us. You know, I really am. I get to be picked to go over there and get to perform for them. It's a blessing, truly a blessing.
Have you also, now maybe I'm at a place, written some songs, aviation-related songs, is that true also, or are you working on something?
Actually, and I am working on a kind of an album, for aviation songs. Actually, here's some trivia, because Blue Angel, a song of mine, My Blue Angel, actually, the video was about, I'm a cop, and my girlfriend's a cop, and she's out on some top secret thing. Anyway, it's videos. It's nothing to do with, I wanted to ride, because I was such a fan of aviation, the Blue Angels. I just came up with that idea of Blue Angels, and we turned it into a story about a woman, and, a lonely woman. Did pretty well for us.
Well, it's good. It's good that you can mix your interests.
Well, I'm just passionate about airplanes, and so, hanging out here is, you get to meet a lot of people, and as you do, find places that you can work together and spread the word about aviation, because that's what I'm. My boys are here with me this year. They've been over at Kid Venture. Is that right?
Yes.
And they got 2 hours towards their A&P license yesterday.
Oh.
They've gone back to work on their flight certificates today. And we have a Cub, we have a Stearman, we have a Helio Courier, and they're aviation stupid just like their dad.
There seems to be quite a bit of, crossover affiliation with country music and aviation. I've seen a few, there's a couple air show performers that then have released albums after, you know.
John Moritz out here with a steerman. Boy, you ought to put a guitar in John's hand or a banjo. That guy can play like crazy. Doug Rosenthal, guitar player, they get out here every night, you know, at Warbirds and have a little jam session. So there are players all in music, all in aviation. You're
guys
right.
Going to put together a little what do you call it? I guess not shindig or something like that while you're here. No,
They won't let me play with them.
We need to get that jam session up here on the radio.
Yeah, there you go.
Here, share it with everybody.
Yeah,
I'll call them down here. Get on here, boys. They're out buzzing the friendly skies right now, I'm sure.
Oh, what are they flying around in?
This morning we were on a photo shoot in B-25 filming a Phantom jet and two A-4s and a T-33. That was pretty sweet.
I think some of that noise might have been what woke me up this morning.
I hope it was. I was thinking about that as we were passing over town. Yeah, right. Folks, look up. There's something real pretty over you right now.
Well, and I slept right through it.
She's too used to this.
So you've got the breakfast tomorrow, 8 o'clock.
Yes, that's correct.
Where was that at?
At the Nature Center in the Pavilion.
At the Nature Center.
Mm-hmm. And that's the Women in Aviation.
Celebrity breakfast. We also have stopping by some of the cast from the new movie Pearl that's being premiered tomorrow night. The young lady who was 14 years old, a Chickasaw Indian, got her license back in the 20s, I think it was, or early 30s. And they've done a film about her life, a true story. And the actress portraying her and a couple of the other actresses portraying her parents. And the governor of the Chickasaw Nation is also going to be there at the breakfast in the morning and will be at the premiere tomorrow night. And we also have David Hartman stopping by, FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt. He'll be coming in, and two lady astronauts who will be tonight at the Theater in the Woods. Bonnie Dunbar and Peggy Whitson will be part of the evening program tonight at 7. So, and Aaron's our premier star celebrity for tomorrow.
And for anybody who hasn't, anybody who hasn't done these breakfasts, they're actually, I've gone to a couple of them in the past years, and they're a great way to, I don't want to use the word network, but meet a lot of people in different
And if you want to come, it's open. You don't have to be a member to come to the breakfast. We would ask you to stop by our booth in Hangar B today if you think you might want to come, just to help us with our head count tomorrow, but you can still stop by in the morning, arrive and be there at 8 o'clock, and that's great, too. Right after the breakfast tomorrow is the photo for all the lady pilots who are here, whether you're a student pilot, instrument rated, commercial, helicopter, glider, airplane, in Aeroshell Square at 10:30 for the photo. And we do have shirts for giving away free to wear during the picture tomorrow. So.
And the picture always goes pretty quick. It's not a big chunk out of your morning. You show up at 10:30 and
within 5 or 10 minutes,
yeah, you're walking away. So it's not a big imposition.
So are you going to sneak out of here tomorrow and see if you can make it down there?
Well, if I sneak out of here, then I'm going to make it down there.
Okay.
Yeah.
You already got your trip. So, yeah.
Yeah, as long as...
We're supposed to be on the air, so she's conflicted of whether she should, spend time with
me. We can put an extension on that mic cord.
There you go. Remote. Do a remote.
We can wireless Mellon Magneto mic.
We could. What? We could do live.
Your wireless...
There you go.
Your wireless mic. You can go anywhere.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it'll be worth it to run. I mean, it's not like Aeroshell Square is that far, so.
And if anyone on the grounds tomorrow sees one of the ladies walking around, we hope to have about 2,000 ladies with the yellow shirts. If you see somebody, and maybe you're a youngster here at the convention, or a lady who's maybe thought about, well, maybe I'd like to learn how to fly, but not really sure what's involved or if this is something I ought to do, just stop one of those people and talk to them. They'd be happy to answer your questions about, getting a pilot's license and getting involved.
Yeah, it's something that not all women get the same opportunities throughout their life to get the information. So this is a fantastic opportunity to do that and talk to some people who have done it. Absolutely.
Are you doing anything else exciting while you're out here for the air show?
Well, I'm just copping rides on everything I possibly can.
Sounds kind of like our MO.
Yeah, that B-25 ride was mighty fun this morning. And, opportunity rises, I love to jump in something.
Now I have to ask, you said you had a helicopter rating. What'd you do your helicopter training in?
Bell 206.
206, right.
Got any preferences? Fixed wing, fling wing?
Fling wing. Well, I never thought I'd want to fly a helicopter until I flew one.
Yeah.
And then it really hooks you. And in my old age and stupidity, I'm even thinking about jumping out of an airplane.
Ooh. Sounds like a lot of fun.
I said that to the public just then, didn't I?
Yeah. We'll hold you to it.
You have to come back next year and tell us how it went. Well, unfortunately, we're running out of time here, so we do have to go. But we have been joined once again with Peggy Chamberlain from the Women in Aviation and Aaron Tippin.
And you're listening to EAA Radio.